And now, another episode of Ill Soy Advisor Profitability Radio, brought to you by the Illinois Soybean Checkoff. IllSoyAdvisor.com is your best source for soybean management information. Risk management is not just for marketing, it's also from a legal perspective. Kerry Rinker is a Champaign-based attorney specializing in ag and family law. Good time to talk about being prepared for 2019. What are a couple things that come to mind?
Well, as agriculture becomes increasingly complex, and frankly, as our political climate becomes more divisive, so can the legal issues related to farm businesses and crop production. We certainly encourage farmers to keep on top of changing regulations and to take steps to make sure that the farm is prepared for any new requirements. I recommend to my clients to pay special attention to rules and regulations related to the application of pesticides, particularly dicamba.
What other legal concerns should we be thinking about?
Well, I think that the start of the new year is a great time to review your estate plan. If you don't already have one in motion, to get that set in motion. And if you already have an estate plan, 2019 would be a fantastic time to revisit that and incorporate any changes from your farm business that would apply to your estate planning. For example, I always ask my clients, have any of the big D's happened? Death, destruction, divorce, you know, all of these things can affect the estate plan. Has there been a child that's been born in the family? Did you buy or sell farmland? If any of those things have happened, please revisit your estate plan. And if your estate plan documents are not up to date, then it could be a risk to your business, not only upon death, but also if the farmer owner becomes incapacitated. So oftentimes people think an estate plan is just about the last will and testament and possibly a trust. But I think that those advanced directives, the power of attorney, for example, can almost be more important to make sure that's put in place.
Wow. So the things that you don't want to talk about that need to be talked about, or the things that you may have done once that need updating. So specific advice that you'd have about succession planning.
First of all, I just wanted to note that these are absolutely challenging conversations. And I just wanted to note that we're all so busy, and it's very difficult to get these things done. And one thing that I did was, even in my own life, in order for me to have my own estate plan, I had to calendar it and treat it like any other client deadline. So I'd recommend for people in 2019 to literally set a deadline on their calendar to get that done and to get the ball rolling for not only their estate plan, but also for their succession plan. Importantly, there are three different concepts that overlap here. That's with the estate plan, succession plan, and business plan. To briefly break them apart, the estate plan is what people come to me for. They need a last will and testament, they need a trust, they need a power of attorney, et cetera. An attorney like me can draft those documents. A business plan works hand in hand with an estate plan, where perhaps we're looking at the business structure. Should the farm business be a limited liability company, a corporation, a limited partnership, a general partnership, a combination of multiple business entities? And then a succession plan really is the power play between the estate plan and the business plan to help for the smooth transition from one generation to the next. An important factor there is the transfer of managerial responsibility from one generation to the successor.
Depending on how big the family is, there's probably, if not always, quite often different levels of expectation amongst the family members. So what should a family consider, especially when you're talking about going with the business from one generation to the next?
It's critically important for families to talk openly about goals and expectations. And if farm families are having challenges in doing so, then I recommend using a mediator. This is not as prominent right now, but it is a growing area. It is farm succession mediation, basically. And agriculture mediators like myself can be engaged in that process to basically help facilitate that conversation in multi-generational farm families. Importantly, younger generations may have different goals than their parents. although you can't generalize this about everyone in a given generation, or in a given generation, millennials do tend to be more tech savvy and they love that social media, but they are also more risk adverse. For the first time, millennials are now experiencing a downturn in the economy, similar to what their parents experienced in the 1980s. This younger generation may need coaching on how to weather up the up and down cycles of farming in order to be more comfortable with talking about farm ownership responsibilities.
It's good advice. So you mentioned as people come to you for this sort of thing, you know, what assistance is available. Hopefully it can be as local as possible, but sometimes you don't want necessarily the next door neighbor to be in charge of this sort of thing. So what kind of assistance is out there?
You really need a team of professionals. I mentioned previously about the mediator. It might be a nice profession to sort of add in there to help facilitate the conversation in multi-generational farm families. But unquestionably, they need to be working with an attorney, but also with an accountant and even a financial planner. Furthermore, there are also both for-profit and not-for-profit entities that help farm families with succession and estate planning. So I really encourage farm families to look at a team of professionals to help them with this smooth transition.
Carrie, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Carrie Rinker, Champaign-based attorney with expertise in ag and family law. Remember, soybean management pays. Visit ilsoyadvisor.com for more recommendations. That's ilsoyadvisor.com. Funded by your soybean checkoff.